In Australia, it's nothing new for us to experience shortages from time to time. Bushfires and flooding, they're two examples of events that might impact us and our access to goods, especially those living in areas close to the severely affected region. But the recent panic buying of certain items in response to the coronavirus is itself creating temporary artificial shortages. What's going on? And why is toilet paper in such high demand? I'm joined by Nitika Garg, who is the Associate Professor of Marketing at University of New South Wales Business School, to talk about this a little further. Nitika, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Lily, for having me online.
Okay, so let's get straight to it. Why toilet paper?
That is a very interesting question that is puzzling a lot of retailers and scientists. I think there are several factors that are contributing to it. If you look at the list of things that people should buy and stock a little bit for 2 weeks period for any pandemic or infectious diseases, toilet paper is one of those. Now, it is a big item. So when it is moved from the shelves, quite obvious to consumers that it's going, you know, compared to hand sanitizer or even pasta, it's a much bigger packaging. And now once it starts coming into notice, once there's a conversation that's started about it, I think there's a herd mentality or herd buying behavior as well is contributing to it. So everyone is like, oh, that person has got it. Have I got it? I don't want to miss out. So yeah. I think all of that is contributing to the toilet paper flying off the shelf.
And so would you say these are rational or emotional purchasing choices we're seeing people make in the supermarket at the moment?
Oh, definitely emotional.
Okay.
I mean, the rational side would be scheduled for 2 weeks, right? Not for 4 weeks or 4 months, as seems to be the case with the amount of toilet paper and stuff that people are buying. And frankly, we're not even in a pandemic, at least officially right now. So yes, there is a fear element that is contributing to the uncertainty and this sort of buying behavior.
And why is it worse in some suburbs over others?
I think it's who feels that they are closer in. And I think not so much for coronavirus, but more for things like bushfire and flooding. If you're in the area or close to the area that is directly in the line of fire, sort of, then you obviously are more worried, and rationally so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this sort of buying behavior is not rational.
What other impacts does fear have on our decision making?
So fear is a very interesting emotion. It is driven by this uncertainty, right? So when you're fearful, you don't know what's happening in the situation. You feel there is a lack of control. And in situations like this, buying gives you some element of control. You feel at least this is what I can do. So I don't know how long the virus will last. I don't know when it will peak. I don't know if I'll have to work from home or the kids will be out of school. But what I can do is stock up on things. So, I mean, it is irrational, but in the sense that fear is driven by uncertainty and lack of control, this sort of buying behavior is explained by that need to exercise some level of control in some domain.
Right. And what happens to our moral and ethical norms, our sense of what's right and wrong in these sort of scenarios?
Well, that is a very interesting question. I actually have a paper where I look at anger and fear.
Oh, right.
So, yes, and ethical decision making. Luckily, fear does make us more ethical. But so people are less likely to be unethical. However, in this scenario, one thing that can happen is if that survival instinct kicks in, you will see people sort of becoming more protective and possessive of their goods. And just yesterday, I was reading this in Woolworths in Parramatta, there was actually a skirmish in the aisle over this.
Oh, my God, over toilet paper or tinned goods or something. Oh,
yes,
wow.
Something. So the police had to be called in because...
Oh, no way!
Yeah. So clearly, you know, people are getting quite worried. They are feeling uncertain and fearful. And yeah, so that can come out in unfortunate ways.
Woolworths have responded by setting a limit on the amount of toilet paper each customer can buy. And look, this isn't the first time in Australia that limits have been set on on things that people can purchase. You know, we all know about the milk powder that, you know, there's limits on that being purchased. Do you think in this instance, with the coronavirus being the kind of driver, that this limit is going to help?
I don't think so. So there's something else. They're introducing another element here, which is the idea of scarcity, which is already being perpetuated by goods, you know, shelves bare and goods flying off the shelves. But they're also putting a restriction. And in marketing, we have research which has shown that when you put restrictions, whether it's for a promotion, right, when they say, oh, this is such a great promotion, implicitly, you can only buy one. Or it's only available for 3 days.
Yeah.
So that restriction puts in pressure on consumers to actually go out and get it. So I think this limit will actually backfire. What they need to do is tell people, look, our supply chain is not disrupted. The infrastructure is in place. We are not expecting any shortages. Please buy sensibly. Yeah. And I think that should be the message from both retailers and the government at this point.
Yeah, wow. I haven't bought any extra toilet paper, and it did concern me. I have to admit, I did go to my cupboard and go, okay, I've got like 6 rolls left. How long is that going to last me? Hopefully Woolworths down the road will have some more by the time I need some more.
I think we'll be fine.
Just lastly, last question, is there a way back once the chain reaction of panic is set in motion? Like, you know, I know you just mentioned then Woolworths kind of advising customers that, look, the supply chain is strong. You will have toilet paper for months.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that can be done to kind of help calm this irrational consumer behavior?
Yes, I think there needs to be a lot of information that is pushed on consumers, not only about coronavirus and the deaths, but also what they need to do reasonably. Right now, people have to go online and search for what should they do if a pandemic is declared. But I think the government should get ahead of this and say, look, this is what you need. Our infrastructure is not disrupted, so you don't have to buy water bottles. You don't have to buy 4 months of toilet paper. Just get 2 months' supplies of the essentials. And the grocery stores are still going to be open, even if, let's say, we are asked to work from home or if the schools close down tomorrow. So there is no reason. I think with the consistent information push, we can help consumers calm down. But they need that information. They need that assurance that things are in place and things are anticipated.
Nitika, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And good luck with your toilet paper situation out there as well.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Willie.
Bye.
Bye.